This is the day that the Lord has made, and we rejoice and are glad in it. From Billy Graham's book, Hope for Each Day, he gives us this writing entitled, Crucified with Christ. He cites Ephesians 5, verse 1, Be imitators of God as dear children. And Billy Graham writes, The story is told of a man who glanced at the obituary column in his local newspaper. To his surprise, he saw his own name, indicating that he had just died. At first he laughed about it, but soon the telephone began to ring. Stunned, friends and acquaintances called to inquire and to offer their sympathy. Finally, in irritation, he called the newspaper editor and angrily reported that even though he had been reported dead in the obituary column, he was very much alive. The editor was apologetic and embarrassed. Then, in a flash of inspiration, he said, Don't worry, sir. I'll make it all right. For tomorrow I'll put your name in the birth column. Well, this may sound like merely a humorous incident, but it also is a spiritual parable. Not until we have allowed our old selves to be nailed to the cross and to die can our new selves be born again and emerge to grow up into the likeness of Christ. The Bible is marvelously true. And you he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins. Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children. Psalms now by Leslie Brand. Psalm 51. O God, may the measure of your eternal love be the measure of your mercy. And may the measure of your mercy be sufficient to blot out my great sins and cancel out the guilt of my wrongdoings. I have failed, O Lord, and my failures weigh heavily upon my heart. I cannot share them all with my brothers or sisters, lest they weigh too heavily upon them, or even threaten our relationship. But you know what they are, O God, and how far I have fallen short of your standards and expectations. I am only human, Lord. It was not by my choice that I was propelled into this fractured world. The weaknesses that plague me are not all my doing, nor can I handle them by my strength alone. I know that nothing can be hidden from you. I can only acknowledge my indictment and beg for your loving forgiveness. Purge me of my guilt, O Lord. Heal the hurts of those who have been afflicted by my failures. Revive my flagging spirit, O God. Restore to me the joy and assurance of a right relationship with you. Reinstate me in your purposes and help me avoid the snares and pitfalls along this earthly path. It is only then that my tongue will be set free to sing your praises and my hands to perform the tasks you have set before me. It is only then that I can have a deep and meaningful relationship with my brothers and sisters and communicate to them the measure of your reconciling love. I bring you no obligation or sacrifice, my God, only a foolish and self-centered heart. I come to you with a sincere desire to be your servant, to walk in your course for my life, to bask in your love and reflect it to those around me. I thank you, God, that this is acceptable to you and that I will remain your child forever. from the book Jesus Calling by Sarah Young. Sarah would like us to consider these readings, Deuteronomy 30, verse 20, "And that you may love the Lord your God, listen to his voice, and hold fast to him. For the Lord is your life, and he will give you many years in the land he swore to give to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." Genesis 1, verse 27. "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God he created him. Male and female he created them." And Romans 12, verse 2. "Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." And the Holy Spirit brings these words to Sarah. "Stop worrying long enough to hear my voice. I speak softly to you in the depths of your being. Your mind shuttles back and forth, hither and yon, weaving webs of anxious confusion. As my thoughts rise up within you, they become entangled in those sticky webs of worry. Thus, my voice is muffled, and you hear only white noise. Ask my spirit to quiet your mind so that you can think my thoughts. This ability is an awesome benefit of being my child, patterned after my own image. Do not be deafened by the noise of the world or that of your own thinking. Instead, be transformed by the renewing of your own mind. Sit quietly in my presence, letting my thoughts reprogram your thinking." From A Diary of Private Prayer by John Bailey. Here I am, O God, humbly yours, lifting up my heart to you, before whom all created things are as dust and mist. You are hidden behind the curtain of our limited sight and hearing, incomprehensible in your greatness, mysterious in your almighty power, yet here I am, speaking to you with the familiarity of a child to a parent, a friend to a friend. If I could not speak to you like this, then I would indeed be without hope in the world. I have little power to do or control anything. It is not my will that I am here or will one day pass away. Of all that will come to me today, very little will have been what I have chosen for myself. It is you, O Hidden One, who has given me my heritage, and you determined the place of my birth. It is you who have given me the power to do one kind of work and have withheld the skill to do another. It is you who hold in your hand the threads of this day's life, and you alone who know what lies before me to do or to suffer. But because you are my Father, I am not afraid. Because it is your spirit that stirs within my heart's most secret room, I know that all is well. What I desire for myself, I cannot achieve. But whatever you desire in me, you can help me to achieve. The good that I want to do, I failed to do, but you can give me the power to do good. Dear Father, take this day's life into your keeping. Guide all my thoughts and feelings. Direct all my energies. Instruct my mind. Sustain my will. Take my hands and give me the skill to serve you. Take my feet and make them quick to do whatever you ask. Take my eyes and keep them fixed on your everlasting beauty. Take my mouth and give me the words to tell others of your love. Make this day a day of obedience, a day of spiritual joy and peace. Make this day's work a little part of the work of the kingdom of my Lord Jesus, in whose name these prayers are said. Amen.